Sunday the 14th of March, Tov Ches Adar. This week's Torah Way has been sponsored Le'ilu Nishmas V'Boruch Ben Rav Meir Zichron L'Vocha and Le'ilu Nishmas Rochel Rivka Bas Rav Shmuel Aleha Shalom. Rabbi Noach Olawek, Achieving the Truest Freedom, Freedom Within Yourself.
There's a maral that says, on the mission of Emelcha Ben Chayrin El Misha Isaac Batera, he talks about freedom is something where there's where you could be totally free. And Maral is very often gives the different parts of a person. There's a body, there's energy, and there's mind. Cholavavcha, cholnafcha, cholmiradecha, Shabbos, Shvisa, you rest your life force. The nefesh, the energy of the person, comes to rest. Beged, the clothing, the neshama, only someone who has a neshama understands what clothing is. Because what's clothing? Proper clothing, sneezdika clothing, is clothing that emphasizes the face. The thing that's unique about me is from my neck up. Rabbi Avigdor Miller, Zechayin Levracha, once said that rabbis and priests dress the same. In fact, quite often, priests will come up to me in airports and ask me my denomination, where do I live, where I'm going, because if you just take my white collar and put it over the frock, so it's quite similar. So he said, what's a clerical dress? It's long, loose, black clothing that de-emphasizes the body and therefore emphasizes the face, which is my nobility. That's beged. And tough of Shabbos is ta'anuk. It's the pleasure, the body's pleasure of having a good meal. He explained that's the Gemara in Bava Kamma that says, boi kala. Shabbos is compared to a kala. Why? Because a kala has special clothing. She doesn't work on the day of her wedding. And there's a special meal in her honor. The Maral used this also for Keser Torah, Keser Malchus, and Keser Kohuna. There's only one way to be a kain. One way to be a kain, that's if your Ab is a kain. There is no other way. Yeah? I am a wannabe Levi, because I met somebody who we hadn't met for 100 years, whose name was Olawek, Orlovik, and he says, you're Levi. Orlovik means Orlovia. I remember washing the hands of the Kohanim before the war in Litta, and we're all related. So I went to Moira Hira, not to Gadol Hador, he said to me, basically, down boy, you're a commoner, you have no such tradition, don't get your hopes up. So, a Levi, no. A Kayan, only one way. Yeah, if you are, there's a Kayan. That's who's the Levi also. But that's why Munim, passed by Kahuna. Physical blemishes will disqualify a person for doing the service in the Beis HaMikdash. That's the body. It's Kahuna. Malchus is Nefesh, is energy. The king is the one who makes things happen. He's the executor. And Keser Torah is the mind. It's the shlemus of the mind. And the Maral says in the Sivat Torah, why is it in broken Amas, the Oren, is Amas V'chetzi, Amasai V'chetzi. Why? Because it has no end. The mind has no end. Rabbi Yosef Shlita said that there's two Kalim in the Mikdash that symbolize Torah. One is the Oren, and the other is the Menorah. Now, Menorah has full Amas. Yeah? He says there are two parts to a person's Torah, Rabbi Yashar says. One is my own personal learning, my own private learning, the building and polishing of my inner world, which everyone must have on some level. Something that only I do and I know about. That's the real me. And then there's the Torah which I teach. The light that I spread, that's outside. It's a different, there's a limit. A person has to teach Torah according to the capacity of his student. A person will, if they're ever teaching, so you're welcome to go to the Beis Medrash and study by yourself. B'mokam she'ein ish, the Maral says, he makes the diuk. Where there's no man, hishtadli yasish, then you have to be someone. But if yesh ish, so then, you know, you don't have to teach. Yeah? That's a different subject. But we see that the mind and the body and the life force, these are three types of identities that we have. Where can a person be truly free? The Maral says, my body, my energy, my life force, you can tie up a person and hold them in bondage and keep them behind bars. The only place which his lashon is, that's the words I want to touch on as our introduction to our very important subject. It's the seichel that's truly free. Ain shayach shibud boy. There's no subjugation. Why? You cannot get into my mind if I don't let you. You can't make me happy. You can't make me sad. I tell parents all the time, your child makes you angry. Your spouse gets you angry. No one can get you angry. You have to do it to yourself. So, we can close off. You know, the menorah has three kinds of decorations. There's the gavia, which refers to the wisdom of a person. Person's ability to contain things, to hold information. If you have, in the laws of Tumah Vatara, a keli is makabel tumah because it has a function. Its function is its spiritual identity. What does it do? If you make a hole in it, and 0.0001% of the matter is missing, it's tar. Why? Because it can't perform its function. If you make a hole in a kli that's supposed to hold something, and you make a hole in it, and now it can't hold liquids anymore, it's tar. Because the function of the kli is to hold something. Once you make a hole in it, that the liquids will leak out, you can't use it for its own function, so it becomes tar. So what do we see? That the main identity of something is a spiritual function, not its material. Not its material. Because you make a tiny hole in it, it can't do what it needs to do anymore. It's gone. Those are cups. And then you have the knobs. The knob is the ability of the mind. So Rav Moshe Dolinsky, the previous Mashgiach in Torah, said this thought. I'm just embellishing it. The knobs is the ability of the mind to go inside of itself. I can keep myself occupied wherever I am. I do not need to be plugged into surroundings. My life, my attitudes, my happiness, I carry around with me. It's not contingent on something else. My definition of happiness is the ability to carry your music around with you. If I need for you to make me music, so then, I'm vulnerable, because what happens if you stop? It's like concentration, is the ability to carry your quiet around with you. For me, it's quiet. Doesn't matter how noisy it is outside. So that's the knob. And the perach, the flower, is the ability to be creative. So I want to say that this is chronological. First, a person has to be able to learn. A young person, or in the beginning of any endeavor, you check things out. You learn as much as you can. Gather information. That's a young mind. It's in the Yashed Amochuk. It's an unerased paper. It catches it catches what it receives very sharply for a long time. We call that Girsa D'Yankisa. What we learn when we're young, that we remember. We come back. My first daf of Gemara, when I was about this tall, those who are listening to the radio, that's how many meters is this there?
7/8
of a meter. Yeah. So I remember very well. that's engraved on my mind. It's well over a half a century ago. And Rabbi Shuga, he should be well, K'nai Nahara, again and again, I went in. Yeah. That's the cup. But then the mind has to turn it, has to turn it around, has to grind it up, has to internalize it. And then you are qualified to produce flowers. We don't produce creative, beautiful new ideas by forcing ourselves to. It's supposed to come naturally. But we're focusing today, for the next few minutes, on a very, very important subject. And we're dealing with that ability of the mind to be self-contained. I want to tell you a story. I know someone who lost his mother. And he sat Shiva by himself because he didn't want anyone to come and see him. Why? Because his mother hated him. He left house at 16. And that hatred was so deep that when he came to see her shortly before her passing, when she was semi-lucid, the attendant came to tell her that her son was there. So I thought before he finished the sentence that a smile played on her lips. No. She gritted her teeth. This is when she was semi-lucid. That's the panemius, that's the person. She actually hated him. And treated him so. His brother was very well treated. I want to tell you something. I know no better father in the world. This man is a patron for his children. He supports them emotionally, financially. He makes them secure. He gives them license to do anything legal, anything they want to do that's their desire to grow in life. I know both of them. Amazing! He's a dream of a father. Where did he get that from? You know something? He got it from his mother. And that's the subject that we have 16 minutes to talk about, or maybe a tad less. Yeah? There are three ways that we deal with our past. And I'm going to bring a makor from Torah for this. When I found this, when the Eibishter gave me this idea, it was like finding a big diamond. Was it the Hope Diamond? That's a big diamond that we know about that? Yeah. There are three ways we deal with our past. And we are in control. Our mind is in our control. There is no one who is truly free more than the one who's Isaac Batera. He's able to, not someone who knows learning, who knows how to learn. When I have to give a test for entrance to the yeshiva that I'm with, Torah Or, a boy comes with a shtickle Torah. Maybe it was his bar mitzvah drasha. Maybe he's something prepared for 3 months for to tell me. I'm not interested. I will ask him very simple questions. And if you learn, you know. If you don't learn, then you don't know. Yeah? We have the ability to use our minds according to how we want to use them. There are three ways we could look at our past. We could say, "Vei is me, vei is mein Welt. Woe is to me, woe is to my world. I grew up, you know, I was I'm a Rastafarian and I grew up in Stamford Hill. I am stamped, I have the mark of Cain. I was taught, you know." I ask anyone in this room, did you ever walk past a little old lady in the street and have this urge, this internal conflict, to push her in the gutter and grab her pocketbook? Anybody? Well, if not, you have no reward for that at all. It's just, I'm sorry, I don't know how to break the news to you, but you get no reward for that. Because the chinuch you got, Rav Dessler Zichron Levracha, talks about people who are thieves, highwaymen, murderers, and they grew to a point where they knew it was not proper anymore to kill, they just stole. And a zoyche techayi oylem haba for that. Is that work? Is that, that's what they've worked on. I had a student in one of the schools I taught in whose mother taught her how to shoplift at age 5. That was the chinuch she got. Because, you know, it's panosa. And when she was 18, 19 in seminary, her roommates had trouble with her. Because she held sheli sheli v'shalach sheli. That was the chinuch. It took 2 years of a very good psychologist, Avi Horowitz, and Harnoff, to get her out of it. A person could say, I have no choice. I had a traumatic childhood. It was so hard for me. Whatever I do, I'm not responsible. I'm trapped by my experiences. That's one way of dealing with the past. Another way of dealing with the past is saying it didn't happen. To repress it and brush it under the rug and say, it didn't really happen. Doesn't work. The repression, I tell people, I teach Rabbonim how to do counseling from a rabbi's point of view. Repression is only when it's for a short amount of time and he's bigger than you. Whoever you're upset with, if they're bigger than you and it's a short amount of time, so then repress. Except for that, not. My first time, I went to Manchester a few years ago, so I was on the train. And and I was looking forward to this nice, long, beautiful train ride. You do have a beautiful country, by the way. This Thursday I have a 3.5-hour train ride from Washington, D.C. to Newark, New Jersey. I'm looking forward to it. I recently took a 23-hour flight to Santiago, Chile. It was amazing. It was quiet. Anyway, so that's what I was looking forward to. But opposite me was this fellow who, he says, even though I have a bar exam next week, but I see you're a rabbi. It wasn't one of us. And he said, I did my treatise on Mishlei Shlomo. I never heard Mishle referred to as Mishle Shlomo. But that was his PhD or his something, some essay he wrote on Mishle Shlomo. He has a real live rabbi in front of him, a Hebrew. Yeah? And he wants to start telling me his drushes. He had a whole shtickel Torah in inverted commas on Hanukkah, first bias. It was like, it's wild. Yeah? Had mamish a real poo-poo she'll have over there. Yeah, and I'm sitting there, and this is going to be my train ride, and you know, so the only thing I managed to do was like fall asleep. You know, he was giving up, sacrificed studying for the bar. Yeah, he has an exam the next week in order to talk to me, because when is he ever going to meet another rabbi? So, but I repressed. The third way of dealing with the past is by it making you better. When you look back, anything that you went through, you have the ability, I didn't say it's easy, but you have the ability of restructuring it. And the most important point of this is I found a makor and terah for it. That's the point. You know something's pasuk. Sometimes we see something in front of our faces for years and years and years and years, and we just don't see it. This year I saw a pasuk. It says, V'yahavtem esadir, kigelem heyisem be'eretz Mitzrayim. That's it. It's all there. You shall love a ger. You should be kind to someone who's a stranger, who's in a place that he's not familiar with. Why? Because you had that. Now, our experience in Mitzrayim was not, not so perfect. We don't have happy memories of at least the last 116 years of the Egyptian exile. But that's supposed to make me better. That's supposed to make me treat a ger better. You had a difficult parent? Terrific. People who come from broken homes, they can make the best spouses. Nobody is doomed. No one is trapped by their past. It can make it better. You just have to have the information. The Torah is Torah's Chaim. Torah teaches us how to live. That pasuk is an instruction for how we're supposed to look at our past. Not just our national past. Our collective past. My personal past. I once had a student who was very angry at his father. His father is cheap. He's stingy. So we sat down, we did some arithmetic. His father was a very young child, 6, 7, 8, at the time of the Great Depression in 1932 in the United States. And he remembers coming home with nothing. He would want to buy a piece of gum. And his father would say, I didn't sell enough apples today. We do not have the penny that a bowl of gum costs. So how did this man use his past? He was stingy. No blame. That's how you get people off of blame. By understanding where people are coming from. My father, Olav Shalom, same thing. He grew up in early 1932. He made sure we never were without pocket money. Because he remembers what it was like not to have pocket money. You walk around the street and with nothing. One of the years I came here, I stayed at a certain wonderful person's home in Hendon. He gave me £200 or £300 for spending money while I'm here because I'm his guest. Now, of course, at the end of my stay, I gave him back the money. I said, I didn't need any spending money. Because I'm treated well here. I'm treated royally here. It's a wonderful place for me to come to. So I gave him the money back. But it's amazing chiddush. Yeah? My father would make sure that we all have spending money, because he didn't. There are two ways you can learn to look at something. So this is my message to you. So we have come full circle. The mind is the only place where you are truly free. I tell spouses, you are not obligated to make your wife happy or make your husband happy. Why? Because it's going to be their decision whether they're going to be happy or not. You have to do the best you can. Especially the husband. Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky says there's two famous words in the Ksuba. One is afarnes, I will support, I will give material support. That's the most famous word in the Ksuba. But the most important word is oikir. Oikir means I will give honor. I will give honor to my wife. I'm not going to get into Pesach Halacha. Rabbis have to be careful. Rabbis have to be careful. I'll tell you an amazing story. I made a bracha now. Now you could think, because my throat wasn't clear, and I was also thirsty. Yeah, I give speeches. Someone came up to my son and said, "Your father permits eating French fries in McDonald's." Your father permits that. So I said, he said, it can't be. It can't be. Until I figured out where he got it from. I was giving a talk, and I mentioned that I was stuck in Memphis Airport, and they gave $25 to buy lunch, because they didn't have a door on the plane that was good. They asked the FAA for permission to fly with a faulty door, and the FAA said no. So everyone who was waiting for the plane said, bad FAA. And I said, I'm the only person in Memphis Airport that learned any Gemara. He says, you asked for permission to fly with a faulty door? What? So anyway, they gave us $25. In Memphis Airport, there are only two things that are kosher. Tropicana orange juice, and Ruffles potato chips. So I bought $25 worth of potato chips. And an Englishman heard that talk. He bought potato chips in McDonald's. You call it crisps. An American calls it chips. So, Chachomim Hizoru B'Divrechem. You be careful how you speak. So I made a bracha now. I was also thirsty. Not going into any Pesach Halacha. You cannot be obligated to make someone else happy if it's going to be their decision whether you're going to be happy or not. But you do the best you can. Oikir. I will give honor. And you can do a lot to make someone happy, to give someone simcha. Especially one that stuck out her finger and you said hi to Mukudashisli. But and the only place we are really free is in our minds. And the only place where we could see the truths of life, the happiness of life. I'll end with one short story. Baruch Hashem, we've been living in Eretz Yisrael since 1971, but since 1968 I've been here. And my wife since 1969. Came the Yom Kippur War. We were living in a small apartment in a place called Sanhedrin Mucheret. A tiny Jewish agency apartment, had a small kitchen, everything was in miniature. Yeah? And then the war came. And we had to go down to the bomb shelter, which is the same size as our apartment, for 10 families. As I closed the door to that apartment before I went downstairs, for who knows how long we wouldn't know when we'd be able to leave, I took one last look at that apartment. It was a palace. And you know something? It was always a palace. Except I never saw it before. Gal einai v'abita. Take the shades off of my eyes. We have the ability, the freedom, to use our minds the way we are supposed to, each one according to his level, each one according to his progress. And that's the makor. V'haftim esager. You can do it. You know why? Because you had the opposite. Ki gerim ha'yisem beres misroim. Thank you.